Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, April 20th. Hope you're having a wonderful day, whether it's in the morning or afternoon. And I pray that as we go through God's Word, you are rejoicing in the fact that we don't have just an earthly king, but we have a heavenly king who sits enthroned and who is sovereign over all, our King Jesus. Today in Psalm 89, we're going to remember God's covenant with David. Remember, God told David, I'm going to give you an heir that will sit on the throne forever. Now, he wasn't thinking about Jesus necessarily. He was thinking that his sons would be the kings of Israel forever. But oftentimes, as is the case, God has different plans with his prophecy. In one of my Bibles, I have a little header that says the theme of the psalm and then the author. I wanted to read those for you as it relates to Psalm 89. The theme is that God promises to preserve David's descendants. God's promise is fulfilled in Jesus Christ, who will reign for eternity. The love and kindness promised to David is pure in Christ. And then the author is Ethan, a Levite leader, and possibly one of the head musicians in the temple. Okay, Psalm 89, a maskil of Ethan the Ezrahite. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made my covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant, I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. The heavens praise your wonders, Lord, your faithfulness too, in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? You, Lord, are mighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you. You rule over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, you still them. You crushed Rahab like one of the slain. With your strong arm, you scattered your enemies. The heavens are yours, and yours also the earth. You founded the world and all that is in it. You created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon sing for joy at your name. Your arm is endowed with power. Your hand is strong, your right hand exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They celebrate your righteousness. For you are their glory and strength. And by your favor you exalt our horn. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King to the Holy One of Israel. Once you spoke in a vision to your faithful people, you said, I have bestowed strength on a warrior. I have raised up a young man from among the people. I have found David my servant. With my sacred oil I have anointed him. My hand will sustain him. Surely my arm will strengthen him. The enemy will not get the better of him. The wicked will not oppress him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down his adversaries. My faithful love will be with him, and through my name his horn will be exalted. I will set his hand over the sea, his right hand over the rivers. He will call out to me, you are my Father, my God, the rock, my Savior. I will appoint him to be my firstborn, the most exalted of the kings of the earth. I will maintain my love to him forever, and my covenant with him will never fail. I will establish his line forever, his throne as long as heavens endure. If his sons forsake my law and do not follow my statutes, if they violate my decrees and fail to keep my commands, I will punish their sin with the rod, their iniquity with flogging. But I will not take my love from him, nor will I ever betray my faithfulness. I will not violate my covenant or alter what my lips have uttered. Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David, that his line will continue forever and his throne endure before me like the sun. It will be established forever like the moon, the faithful witness in the sky. But you have rejected, you have spurned, you have been very angry with your anointed one. You have renounced the covenant with your servant and have defiled his crown in the dust. You have broken through all his walls and reduced his strongholds to ruins. All who pass by have plundered him. He has become the scorn of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. Indeed, you have turned back the edge of his sword and have not supported him in battle. You have put an end to his splendor and cast his throne to the ground. You have cut short the days of his youth. You have covered him with a mantle of shame. How long, Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how fleeting is my life, for what futility you have created all humanity. Who can live and not see death, or who can escape the power of the grave? Lord, where is your former great love, which in your faithfulness you swore to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant has been mocked, how I bear in my heart the taunts of all the nations, the taunts with which your enemies, Lord, have mocked, with which they have mocked every step of your anointed one. Praise be to the Lord forever. Amen and amen. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. If you were able to focus in, you kind of saw that there was a definite turn in the psalm. At first, it talked about David and how he was exalted and how God ruled over the world, and he used David's throne as kind of the way that he ruled. And then it started talking about the kings that came after David. It didn't state them explicitly, but verse 30 is important. If his sons, meaning David's sons, forsake my law and do not follow my statutes, verse 32, I will punish their sin with the rod and their iniquity with flogging. And that's exactly what happened as we look at the history of the kings. They just went from bad to worse, and it was this downward spiral until the descendants of David were no longer following in the ways of God, and they had forgotten their covenant with God, and so God ends up punishing them. And so Ethan is wrestling with, Lord, I thought you said that there's going to be a king in the line of David who will reign, but now we are in exile. We are a people who have been taken over by other lands. And so he questions in verse 49, Lord, where is your former great love, which in your faithfulness you swore to David? And then in verse 52, even though he doesn't understand, he ends with praise be to the Lord forever. Ethan couldn't see what we know to be true, that one day a king in the line of David would come, our Lord Jesus. Okay, to pray today, I want to bring us back to verses 14 and 15. Remember when we used to go down through the alphabet and think of attributes of God from A to Z? Well, I want to suggest that maybe you do that after the podcast today. Here are several that you could add to your prayer. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Love and faithfulness go before you. Will you pray with me? Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for my brothers and sisters. Thank you for the reminders of your word that you are righteous and loving, faithful, and that justice is the foundation of your throne. Help us to walk in the light of your presence, Lord. We love you, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.